Welcome back for another video. My free hit is active. Really excited for Game Week 29 with the chip activated, and I'm looking to maximise points this week. In this video, we'll run through how I'm lined up for blank Game Week 29, and we'll touch on future transfers later as well. Starting with a quick look at how Game Week 28 went. 44 points with a -4 at the time of recording, with Neto, Zabania and Solanke captain left to play. For most of us, a very slow start to the Game Week, Bournemouth drawing 2-2 with Sheffield United. Kerkez and Smith brought off early for 0 points, Solanke missing a pen. And of course, Arsenal conceding to Brentford in their 2-1 win, a painful one of double Arsenal defence. Saka blanking as well. Haaland and Watkins also blanking in their games, but Son rescued the Game Week with a 17-point haul. He was on 6 points in the 90th minute, and by full time, 17 points. I can't tell you what a relief this Son haul was. In last week's video, I talked about the very difficult decision I had, which was keeping Foden or selling him for Son. I didn't have a way to own both. And it was last week or never, because this week I was only going to buy double gimmick players. So a week later, I'm up on that decision, and he will be captain for the Luton home game in Game Week 30 as well. Palmer with a 13-pointer against Newcastle. Neither side looked at their best, to be honest. It was a classy finish from Cole outside the box. Since his full debut, he's got 138 points in 19 games at a rate of 7.2 points per game. Only Watkins has got more points over that run. Perhaps the best enabler of all time, starting at 5 mil, and he looks on course to finish on over 200 points. Maybe that's recency bias though, so let me know if there's anyone I'm forgetting. Lord Lundstrom will always have a place in our hearts as a 4 mil defender out of position, getting 5 goals, 4 assists. He ended on 144 points. Palmer's on 142 and he's got 11 games to play. Anyway, Gordon went off injured that match with a knee injury, which is very unfortunate. Reportedly not as bad as first feared, but we'll have to see what the estimated return date is. I really needed him coming out the blank in Game Week 30, but could be without him now. Game Week 30 is not till the 30th of March because of the international break. It's a bit of a gap between now and the next league game. So the free hit chip is active. Let's have a look at how the team's set to line up this week. And if you enjoy the FPL content, hit subscribe. Starting off in goal, which is Fleckham, away to Burnley this weekend. Make no mistake, Burnley aren't a good team to target right now with transfers, but there's a very small pool of keepers. They've got 2 wins in their last 14 games, 1 clean sheet since Game Week 10. It's a massive game though, as they're battling relegation if their form doesn't pick up. And on top of that, Burnley's 25.8 expected goals this season ranks second worst. In fact, in home games in isolation, Burnley are rock bottom with 14.7 expected goals. It's a 3-4-3, and in defence it's Porro, Doughty and Alex Moreno. Porro is a pretty straightforward selection on a free here, and he's one of the very few players in my regular team that's also in this team. A surprise clean sheet and a bonus point away to Villa last match, and they're away again to Fulham this week. You can definitely make the case for triple Spurs midfield instead. I do really like Johnson and Kulusevski alongside Son and Madison, but there's not many defender options, whereas there's plenty of midfielders to choose from. Only Trippier's got more assists than Doughty this season. He's got 8 FPL assists to his name and a goal, and Luton have scored 38 goals. So in other words, Doughty's been involved in 23% of Luton's goals this season, just short of a quarter of all goals. Luton home to Forest this week, and 3 points separates them in the table, and a Luton win could take them outside the drop zone. Among defenders, Doughty's taken 77 corners, 170 crosses, he's created 41 chances and 41 touches in the penalty area. All 4 of those stats are top among all defenders this season. And lastly, Alex Moreno. A slightly risky pick, but I like to throw in a punt on a free hit. It seems like Emery prefers to use Constant right back when Alex Moreno starts left back, to avoid deploying 2 attacking full backs at the same time. And Constant right back all depends on Diego Carlos playing in right centre back. He was back from injury last match and he came off the bench, so I wonder if we see Emery shake things up after the 4-0 loss with a back line of Moreno, Powell, Diego Carlos and Konsa. Arguably his best attacking line anyway. He has got a haul in him. He scored against Sheffield United and Brentford early this season with a 14 and 10 pointer. If you're a Villa fan, let us know your thoughts on the Moreno pick. The last thing to mention is that Villa do play in Europa against Ajax before Game Week 29, so we might get some useful information out of that game. Onto the midfield, which is Bowen, Kudus, Madison and Son. It's a symmetrical midfield this week with a double West Ham and double Spurs. By the way, does anyone ever intentionally set their team up symmetrically? Bowen's another no-brainer pick on the free here. He's the 5th top scoring midfielder with 14 goals and 3 assists this season, and he's got the home fixture. He was delivering incredibly consistently up until Paqueta's injury and Kudus departing for AFCON. From Game Week 1 to Game Week 19, he literally hadn't blanked for more than one game in a row. Paqueta's back, Kudus is back, and he's in form once again. Kudus is a bit overlooked, and I've decided to double up with Bowen. He's got 6 goals and 6 assists this season, in 1,591 minutes, so a return every 132 minutes. He can be explosive himself, he's got returns of 16, 10 and 11 in Game Weeks early this season. I was looking at the likes of Gibbs White, but I thought why not back the explosive player? Oddly, his underlying numbers aren't all that impressive, which is the case for not getting him. He's got an expected goal involvement every 289 minutes, which would equate to only 5 returns, yet he's managed 12. Some players are elite though, and they'll always overperform their expected data. Son's a very good example of that. He's got 7.9 expected goals this season, but he's got 14 goals. So Son captain this week. I've been going back and forth on Son and Tony, but I'm going to keep it straightforward and back the third top scoring midfielder in Son away to Fulham. An opportunity for Spurs to go top 4 if they can win, and if West Ham can beat Villa. Assuming Richarlison's still out, we should see Son leading the line once again, which adds to his benefit. Most likely on penalties as well. Madison completes my midfield. He's got a goal and an assist in his last two games, and he was on the score sheet against Villa, taking the majority of set pieces. Seems like another no-brainer pick on the free here. I really like Johnson and Kulusevski if you want to go all out of triple midfield. They're both playing well at the moment. Kulusevski with an assist last match, and he often plays 90 minutes. Johnson scored as well, but he does have Werner on the sidelines ready to replace him. The front three is Tony, Watkins and Morris. Tony gets the vice captaincy. If you're chasing rank at this part in the season or mini leagues, then Tony's the obvious upside move, 11% ownership and facing Burnley. It's a must win game for Brentford. He started really well on his return from suspension with 4 goals and an assist in his first 5 games, but he's got no returns in his last 4. However, those 4 were City, West Ham, Chelsea and Arsenal. I feel there's massive potential for Tony to hit a couple of attacking returns in this one, and in my opinion people might be overlooking the tough fixture run in their last 4. Watkins and Tony pick themselves on the free here. There's lots of ways you can go with the third forward, or play a 3-5-2. Muniz, Fofana, Awoniyi, Vissa all look solid options, and no doubt some of them are going to do very well. With Adebayo still a doubt, Morris is expected to lead the line, so he's my pick. On penalties, 8 goals and 6 assists this season, and he's their only player to break 100 points so far. Watkins completes the team, and he's a pretty automatic pick for the free hitters. Top scoring player in the game, away to West Ham this week. He could end up over 100% effective ownership, in which case I want him to have a quiet game, unless he's your captain. On that note, a quick plug for my website, which I haven't mentioned for a while, fpl.page. You can view the effective ownership of players there, and loads more info for free, like bonus points, price changes, expected data, fixture ticker. And this is the first time I've mentioned this anywhere, but there's a live rank widget coming soon, which we've been working hard on in the background. fpl.page if you want to check it out, it's completely free. Moving on to the bench, which is Martinez, Gibbs White, Ruislev and Soufal. I'm weighing up Martinez and Ruislev, or Flecken and Moreno. I do prefer the Moreno option if he starts, but that's a judgement call that might not be straightforward. Ruislev plays in right wing back for Brentford, he's got 1 goal 2 assists this season. If Reguilon's declared fully fit, then he'll come into the team instead, who's even more attacking. He missed Brentford's last game with a minor hamstring injury. I've got Gibbs White since he is on pens, and it's a decent enough fixture, but he is first on the bench. I won't be surprised to see him starting in lots of free hit drafts though. If your free hit's active, let us know how many players you've got the same and where your team's different. Let's be honest, the free hit template pretty much picks itself for most of the team, but there are a few areas to differentiate like Kudus, Moreno, Gibbs White and Triple Spurs midfield. And in terms of the transfer plans for the future, my plan was to roll in Gameweek 30 and then sell Watkins and Hwang for Muniz and Salah. But if Gordon's injured for Gameweek 30 and beyond, then my plans will need to change, given I've got Hwang who's also injured. So I'd potentially sell Gordon for Garnacho in Gameweek 30 who's away to Brentford. So Barnier, Porro and Van Dijk will need to be available, with double Arsenal defence benched against City. And then in Gameweek 31, the route back to Salah would then be Hwang to Salah and Watkins to Mbeumo for a minus 4. This plan's got 0.3 mil wiggle room, so I need to be fortunate of price changes as well between now and then. I'd then captain Salah home to Sheffield United in Gameweek 31. And by then we should know who doubles in Gameweek 34, so the next 3 transfers after that will be geared towards buying doublers. Thanks very much for watching. Good luck if you're free hitting as well this week. Don't forget to like this video and subscribe for more FPL content to come. See you soon for the next one. Sports Social Podcast Network.